anymore. When robots and computers do the jobs we did before, or they'll shake us by the hand and thank us for the work we've done. They'll give us a little pension and a place in the sun. And if you bought that, well, I've plenty more in store, like Margaret Thatcher's tears that she cried for the poor. Pipe dreams and fictions, they may help us sleep at night, but they won't defend the barricades or prepare us for the fight. What fate will befall the workers when our work is being done by automated processes, machines and so on? Or the wealth will all be shared as it was never done before, and our universal incomes will keep the wolves from our door. And if you bought that, well, here's another one to buy. It's Tony Blair's complete inability to lie. Pipe dreams and fictions, they may help us through the day, but they won't help to keep us warm when there are bills we cannot pay. What will happen to all the workers when there's no work left for us, when working for a living is a relic from the past? The wealthy and the powerful will see the error of their ways, renouncing greed and tyranny to the end of their days. And if you bought that, oh well, this one's almost free. Summa cum laude, it's George Bush's degree. Pipe dreams and fictions, they may keep us in good cheer, but they won't help us to feed and clothe the ones we hold most dear. What will become of all the workers when the word out on the street is that technology has made all forms of labor obsolete? Well, then we'll inherit the earth, as Jesus he foretold, and we'll all live in peace together in palaces of gold. And if you bought that, I'll make sure you can afford Donald Trump's Greenpeace membership card. Our pipe dreams and fictions may be something that we need, but they won't end oppression, inequality and greed.